Now, yesterday we were talking about a great app that you can get. It's a relaxation app called Laughscape. Mm. And it's sort of a...
Well, it's a comedic one.
Comedic take on it, isn't it? Because usually you get a lot of celebrities doing, like Matthew McConaughey, doing very...
He's so serious. You know what I've heard about him? He's one of those blokes that'll drop and do push-ups anywhere.
Which makes me hate him so much.
You can't just do push-ups in front of strangers.
Now, Nick Cody, you've done this. It's developed by great comedian Max Price.
Yes.
Now, Max has gotten some brilliant comedians like yourself. And what he does, I believe, is he gets you into a sound booth.
Yep.
And just gives you... a little bit of inspiration, and then says just talk.
You've got 25 minutes on a topic of your choosing to just talk through a story on a thing you'd love to talk about, but you take it slowly, you take your time, because these stories are to relax people, put them to sleep, but while they get to have a laugh.
I love it. Can we hear a bit of you, Nick?
I'd probably go to Thailand because I'm a bogan. I love it. I don't know why I enjoy Thailand. I've only been there 3 times. In each of those 3 times, I've copped really brutal food poisoning and been sunburnt beyond recognition. But beers are $1. So there I go again.
Very good, Nick. Very good. Very funny.
Very relaxing.
Then we were very surprised to find our executive producer, Leon Shugren, had done one.
Leon got in the mix.
Now, I don't know why Leon was in there. He's funny, but this is creepy.
As you walk through the sludge under your feet.
Sludge.
You hear an acoustic guitarist playing a cover of Wonderwall. It's the 5th time you've heard that song today. You still stop and you watch. The lyrics seem to really touch you this time.
Oh, this is creepy. Sounds like he's going to the toilet.
I'll make sure you lock the doors before you go to sleep. It's always good. Just double check the windows and stuff. But there's like Ryan Shelton on there.
Ryan Shelton.
He bores you to sleep listing his favourite furniture first to last. Like there's very silly. Dave Thornton, things that annoy Dave Thornton.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. Ben Russell, bored to sleep by soup. He just talks you through different soups.
Well, good man, BR.
There was a suggestion that because the idea is you don't get scripts, you just have to let your brain just talk.
Yes.
It's a bit like radio.
Leon suggested that – he suggested Fev and I have a go. I'm just thinking we're time poor. I reckon we just go straight to you, Fev.
Hey, hang on.
Hold on. I just give Fev a topic.
Bus up, mate.
So we're skipping over you, Fee.
We do you now, and if you want to do me Monday between 6 and 6:15 because it could be –
Well, let's have a crack. Okay, I'll quickly go first. So
what would you speak about?
Well, don't just you give me a topic.
You've got a day off all by yourself. Don't have to look after kids, nothing to do.
Okay.
What do you do in that day?
Okay. I'm driving home from work.
You still got to work. It's a day off. You've wrecked it already. Oh, God. I'm off to see the accountant. Make sure my BASS is paid on time. What are you doing, Fee?
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Better go to the dentist. Get that root canal.
I'll take her all day to go check all the houses that she's got.
I'll try again. I open my eyes. Do I start at the start of the day?
Do I start at the day?
Mate, you're sitting at home. You're on the couch. Okay. There's no kids. Okay, what are you going to do?
Okay, I'm on the couch and I reach out along the nice velour grey fabric and I find my phone. I pick up my phone.
It's not a porno.
And what are you doing? I get into it and I scroll and find Uber Eats.
Oh yeah, now you're talking.
I flick to the menu and scroll through Thai, Italian, Mexican. And I get to desserts. Ben and Jerry's.
Yes.
Krispy Kremes. What will today have in store? There we go. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
My favourite bit of that whole experiment, for everyone listening at home or in the cars or on the listener app, your daughter Trixie's in here. She was looking at you with, what is my mum doing?
I just heard Ben and Jerry's.
She goes, Ben and Jerry's.
We're on here.
Oh, sick.
Now, Fev, it's your turn.
I don't want to go.
Yeah.
You've got to go,
Feb. Nick's going to tell you what you're going to talk about.
All right. This is going to be your theme, Fev. Just a nice, relaxing story. Tell us about how it feels to kick a winning goal at the MCG. What do you go through?
You wake up on a Saturday morning. The sun is shining. And so are my boots. I jump in the car. I drive on the freeway. I go through the tunnel. The Burnley Tunnel. Then I see the big ground that they call the MCG. The home of football. Melbourne's own. Every other state wishes they had a G.
I'm tearing up.
Every other team wishes they had a Fev. Because once I grace that luscious green grass, I put lots of bums on the seats. Because that's what I do. I'm an entertainer. They shout, F-E-V. Go, Fev, Fev, as I bang through another goal. The hearts of the Collingwood cheer squad are shattered. As the final siren sounds and the sun sets in the distance, the MCG lights go on. The cleaners come and pick up all the chip packets, the half-eaten hot dogs, and you hear a seagulls munching on the last chip.
This is beautiful.
As I hop in the car and I drive away, the fans are still saying, F-E-V, Fev. I toot, I wave, I say goodbye as your eyelids shut for another day. Good night. Fev.
Oh, whoa.
Fev, whoa. In a moment of pure earnestness, can I say this is your friend? He's known you for a long time. Next to your children and possibly a couple of your goals, that is the most beautiful thing you've ever created. That was stunning.
I'm an author.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
God, you nail it when you're allowed to talk just about yourself. It's Fifi, Fev and Nick. You're at the Fox. Happy Friday.